Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and friends continuing our Bimini adventure. All right, so we've moved away from the Bimini Sands Dock Master area. You know, he brought up the conch. And so Walt says, hey, let's go over Dougie's house. He'll hook us up and we can get our hands on some of this pistol stuff. Now, I don't need the pistol, this Bahamian Viagra thing. I've seen it done, but I haven't heard about this. What is it, a conch crawl you got here at Dougie's house? What's going on here, Walt?
Right under Dougie's dock is what's a Bahamian term for, it's called a conch crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And what Dougie does is when he goes out, he may pick up 10, 15, 20 conch, whatever he gets for the day. And then when he comes home...
Yeah, within legal limits, obviously, and seasonal and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And then what he'll do is he'll take those conch and he'll clean some of them at the dock and eat them in various ways, whether it's...
And then he'll save some for later, and he puts it in this crawl thing that we're standing above?
Above. We're at Dougie's dock. Hatteras is tied up right next to it, and right underneath there is a fence. And the fence keeps those conch alive, fresh, and they'll live up to a year, year and a half in that crawl. Dougie's standing on the platform of his Hatteras right now, which is tied up to the dock, which is on top of the conch crawl. Dougie's going to take a jump in the water and see what happens.
Are you ready, Dougie?
I'd be ready.
All right, so he's going to free dive down. Actually, free dive of all of, I can't tell, how deep is that? No, it's probably, what, 5-10 feet tops? Yep, and he's swimming. He's just snorkeling down. It's like, okay, that looks like a meaty one. It's kind of like a conch corral. It's like, yeah, you corral some horses or something. He's pulled up one. There's one. Looks like a nice fresh conch. 2, 3. We got 3 conch. Those look like nice, big, healthy conch, don't they, Walt?
They are. And
so this is just a way to you keep them fresh from when you need them. It's like, harvesting the tomatoes in your garden or something, right?
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, he also has a great herb garden behind his house, too.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the herbs. That's a different show altogether. But I think they're legal. I'm pretty sure most of them are. But yeah, actually, you can stay here at Dougie's place, right? He runs a little bed and breakfast thing. And by the way, if they want to Google that, what is it, Dougie?
It's called Bimini Magical Vacation. I just do a little bed and breakfast, and instead of staying at a resort or something, you have your own home for 2 days.
And you would go down to your crawl and hook them up with some of this conch salad we're going to do. Are we going to do a conch salad? What are you going to do exactly?
This is called scorched conch, what we're going to do.
Scorched conch. So you're going to take out a flamethrower and scorch this stuff like a flambe or what?
I'm just going to give you all the Bahamian terms. You know, Bahamians have their own language and how they do these things, but basically it's raw conch.
Okay, it's raw conch that they cook some way. With lime juice. Right, acidic type of cooking. I've seen this done before.
You really only need 3 tools. You need a hammer or a conch hammer,
right?
Butter knife because it's dull, and a fairly sharp knife to skin the conch.
All right, he's whacking the conch. What is this? Oh, look out!
This is called cow-cow or knocking. Cow-cow is what we call it in
Bimini. Cow-cow, knocking the conch, and that's basically to cut out the part where the conch is actually connected to the shell, right?
That's correct. There's a little lip of skin, and you do that with a
butter knife. Okay, so you're like disconnecting the conch from inside. He's going, hey, wait a minute. I was in here. And
that was knocking right.
Yeah,
he's
pulling up the giant booger-like substance. That's called what?
That was just called jukin.
Jukin.
Here's there's the pistol.
All right, that's for Keith.
For a pistol.
No, Walt's jumping in. I didn't think you needed that stuff anymore, Walt. He has to swallow the conch pistol.
Well, I had four of them the other night.
Okay.
Only two worked.
So basically what we're doing here, right, to show the conch, this is, you can't do on the radio, but there's a horn.
Trust me, it looks like a giant booger.
There's a red, they call it, which is a Bahamian delicacy.
Okay.
And what I'm doing now is skinning.
Skinning the conch.
Actually, it's called slopping, what I'm doing right
slopping?
Now.
Slopping?
We're slopping.
Now, what did you say, jerking and slopping? What was it again, okay, Walt? I mean, I'm trying to get my Bahamian terms right. It was jerkins.
Juking.
And juking the conch out, like juking it out.
Okay, juking it out. And slopping.
What I just did is I slopped it or skinned it.
Okay.
Okay. And then now what I'm going to is I'm going to start skinning it.
Starting to skin the conch.
And it goes.
You know, there are so many weird looking colors and things. How did you possibly learn how to clean one of these things?
Well,
How can you tell the good stuff from the bad stuff or the stuff that you don't want to eat? Because it all looks pretty disgusting. No offense. You know what I'm saying?
He learned it on Survivor.
Okay. There you go.
Edward Chipper Davis is...
He's your conch fillet...
He's my conch guru that is like my brother Bahamian, lived with me for 20 years. He's in Nassau right now, but he's the one that taught me how to do it all.
Nice. Okay? All right.
This
so
right here is called the bubby.
The bubby, okay.
The bubby of the conch. I see
eyeballs.
Yep. There's the eyeballs and... the mouth, and that's called the bubby, and that's another delicacy to the natives, but I don't deal with it.
Yeah, okay. So you'll feed the fishes with that part. Leave the bubby to the fishes and the Bahamians, and they consider
If I threw the bubby over, Francine would spank me.
Gotcha. Okay. He would jerk you or something.
A really good Bahamian would use a knife to skin it. Yep. I have to use my teeth.
You have to use your teeth. Okay. Well, that sounds more Bahamian to me. This is like we're going for the real experience.
Some of them are good with a knife.
Okay. But it's better just to grab it with your teeth, and that helps you skin the final pieces off of the conch meat, right?
Look at all the pets on the dock here.
All
the gray snappers.
They're coming in for a little fish feeding extravagance. A little bonus.
Cleaned
clean conch right there.
Ready to go conch.
All right.
White meat, as you can see.
Yeah, all the white meat.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to my fish cleaning table here.
Right. This is all right here at Dougie's Dock. This is the true Bahamian experience we're getting right here.
What we're doing is I'm going to cut this one in half because it's just easier.
Right.
And all you're doing, this is where they call the scorching part of the conch. So all you're doing is you're putting little slivers into the conch meat. And which is little avenues, or whatever you want to call it, for putting the lime juice on it.
So it's like conch ceviche,
exactly.
Right?
That's
okay,
exactly
so that's what we're talking about.
It is
cooked, even though it still kind of looks raw, but it is being cooked by the acid in the lime.
That's correct.
Juice, so that you call this seared conch.
Scorched. And where they get the scorch from, I'm scorching it right now.
Right, okay,
this,
okay.
This is
you're
the,
doing scorching
the scorching.
So, yeah, welcome to the restaurant section of Scuba Radio. Here in Bimini today. I feel like we should be on the Food Network. You hear what I'm saying, Dougie?
Absolutely.
Now, Dougie, if you were preparing crack conch or conch in a different method or a different type of conch, you would, at this point in time, probably beat it with the tenderizing hammer that you have.
Yeah, you beat the conch.
You can, crack conch is what there's basically three major ways to eat conch. Scorch conch, you make conch salad, and then crack conch is probably the major staple of the way they eat it in the Bahamas. And of course, I do make a world famous conch chowder.
Nice. All right, yeah, but the crack conch, they'll whack it. They'll beat the conch and tenderize it. Yes, but the conch salad, they kind of do the similar type thing here, but start throwing in all kinds of different spices and things.
Yes.
Nice. All right,
you need a bucket of seawater. You go like that.
All right, seawater to rinse it off. What are you going to have Walt do now? He's just going to hold it. He's going to be the marinating hands or something, I guess. And he's squirting the lime juice on the conch now to cook it with the acid from the lime juice. It's being scorched as we speak. We're actually cooking conch live on Scuba Radio.
Right,
this could be a Scuba Radio first. Had to come to Bimini. You know, 15 years later after starting this show to finally witness this firsthand and share this experience with you. But trust me, you can come out here and do this yourself here at Dougie's Dock because he has his bed and breakfast thing. We'll tell you how to get there in just a bit. Now, what do you do? Eat it?
Eat it, buddy.
All right, I'm going to let Keith, who came over with me for Just Plain Radio, he's eating his conch. He's chewing the conch. He's making a pleasant face. He's not doing that wince like, oh, my God. No, it looks like he's like, hey, this is kind of tasty. What's the verdict there, Keith?
It is tasty.
It's tasty. Tastes like what? Describe it.
Let me see. How would
lime conch?
Yeah.
Lime conch. Okay, conk. Good.
Yeah.
Nice
fresh.
And tender. Fresh lime conch. Once again, Dougie, Google what?
It's called Bimini Magical Vacation on Google, and it's just a standard bed and breakfast, but we do include our specialty is seafood, so we include dinner with our bed and breakfast.
Yeah, and all kinds of extras. Who knows? Walt might come by and have a cocktail with you or two while you're staying here as well. All right, more coming up from Bimini. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba, 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 ooba, scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba, scuba. Scuba diver.
Okay, so we filled up on scuba. Conch. Thanks to Dougie, Walt DeMartini's friend here in Bimini. And we've hopped back on the rolling radio studio golf cart, parked it at the water taxi that connects South and North Bimini, and crossed the water over to North Bimini. We are now in a legendary watering hole known as the End of the World Saloon. This place, you know, I've never been in here and actually started, you know, tried to do the radio show. But I figured, hey, why not? Let's do this. We've been in here many times before, left our mark. It's changed over the years.
Wait a minute, Greg. The girls have left their mark.
I personally have
never left my mark here.
You have? Well, tonight could be the night. Is that true, Walt?
No, I went commando.
You went commando. What do you think, Keith?
Walt has definitely left his mark in his place. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Keith's looking around. He sees several marks, and he thinks he can attribute them to Walt DeMartini. Now, so here's the story of the End of the World Saloon. I've said this before on the air, but here in Bimini, this place and the history behind this is back in the day before they had docks here in the Bahamas. In Bimini, people would anchor their boat offshore and have to swim to shore, and they would come to the End of the World Saloon, hang their wet drawers from the rafters, And someone who had been there earlier had done it earlier than them, and they took their dry drawers, put them on, and the system, you know, built from there. And it, you know, so it was out of necessity back in the day, and then it kind of turned into a touristy kind of thing where this place used to be loaded up with underwear from all parts of the world. Because people would come here and just say, hey, why not? I got an extra pair. I'll let it go. And after a couple rum and cokes, you know, they don't need them. Right, Walt? Is that kind of what happened?
That's what happened. But I could never figure out how come the mermaids, how the mermaids put their underwear on.
Well, you know, I never asked them. They just, when we'd come here and I tell them the story, they say, here, I got some. And they stapled it to the wall. There's still pictures of our mermaids up here on the wall. But they've taken down all the underwear because of the health department or something here in the Bahamas. Decided that, you know, drinking and you know, panties are probably not a good hygienic way to go. Which, you know, I don't know. Who cares? But it kind of took away a little bit from the decor. But so now it's like a massive wall of being surrounded by walls of graffiti, you think?
But they've got some great pictures here. They have some of the original chalks, airplanes, pictures of Hemingway, pictures of Martin Luther King, all types of old pictures from the eras going back to the 20s and 30s right here in Bimini.
That's right. And there is a picture of one of our mermaids near the restroom wall. Tony is over there hanging, proudly displayed. So you can look for her when you come to the end of the world here in Bimini. Now, sand floor, this is about as Bahamas, as about as Bimini as it gets. I love this place. And I told Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, she had to see the End of the World Saloon at least once while we're here. So I have her here. Kelly, what do you think of this place? What do you think of the End of the World?
I love it. I'm having so much fun. It's amazing. I recommend everyone that comes to Bahamas to see that.
Yeah, are you going to start a new trend with undergarments here, or what do you think?
I would, but I'm not wearing any underwear tonight, and you didn't told me that, so I guess not.
Oh, well. Wait, she can donate something else. I don't know. Maybe a picture, or yeah, who knows? She'll have a couple rum and cokes. God knows what might end up on the wall here at the End of the World Saloon. You think there, Walt?
I think so. I just can't wait to see what comes off her next.
Yes. Well, time will tell, for sure. So this is one of the many places you come. You get some conch salad. You come to the End of the World Saloon. They probably have conch salad here, too. You pick up a Kalik beer, the official beer of the Bahamas, and just soak it all in. I'm looking around here. I don't see a Bimini Ring game in the End of the World Saloon. Maybe they don't have one here. Oh, no, of course they do. Look, it's right here. I mean, it's like you can't go into a bar in Bimini and not see the ring game, or tiki toss, as we like to say thanks to our friends that have given us some of those to give away. So I've just done it one. I was, you know, New Year's Eve. Look at that. I did it three on New Year's Eve. I did it two here in the End of the World Saloon. You saw that. You witnessed that. Me ringing, hooking the ring right there. Right, Kelly?
Yeah, I got to admit, you did.
Try it. Get up there. I'm sure. I think you'd be a good hooker. Come on, Kelly.
Oh, my God.
You can do this. What? What are you saying? She's taking the ring. Let's see how well she can do this. I showed her how it's done. One.
Bad hooker.
You know, this is what you do. She's bad. Yeah, okay. She's going to be there for a while. We'll let her be as she tries to do her part to celebrate the Bimini Ring game, which actually started right up the road at the Complete Angler, right?
Complete Angler or at Brown's. I can't remember which one of those two hotels where I saw it first, but it was a few years ago.
Yeah, but the Complete Angler burned to the ground, so it's no longer there. But the End of the World's been here the whole time, right?
And, yeah, also, but Brown's is no longer there either. That hotel was torn down.
So really, this is the only original bar, so to speak, right?
So to speak, I think so.
So you're going to make a trek to the End of the World. And I don't know. I mean, do you think we could talk to the bartenders here? Do you think they'd start this underwear thing back? That was a great, it was a great way to leave your mark. You know, come back and find your underwear and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, remember Sherry,
Shaka.
Sherry's mom.
I did it.
She did it. Did you?
She's our new hooker.
Yay. You know, you can do that in the Bahamas. It's all right. Who are you talking about?
Sarah.
Sarah
used to.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
So maybe if we can find Sarah later on tonight, we can see if she can, revive the underwear theory.
I really wonder. I mean, you think the health department came in and said, okay, the underwear has to go? For some reason, I'm looking around, I'm thinking of all the hygienic issues that could be approached. I don't think that would be one of them that would be of most importance. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. What do you think, Walt?
I don't know either.
Yeah, it could be they just got tired of it and wanted to, you know, go for a new look. Strip it down, start from scratch.
Right? I'm still waiting to see the hooker again.
Yeah. All right. Well, she's right over there. She did it once. That's all she needed to do. What do you think about this whole experience, Kelly, especially after New Year's Eve? By the way, you haven't heard Kelly for the last two segments because she was sleeping until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon after New Year's Eve, right?
Yes. I partied too hard last night. So
as you're supposed to in the Bahamas, right?
Of course. But, yeah, people here are amazing. The food is amazing. The drinks, the view, everything. And then my favorite part is the big cigar. Did you see that?
The big cigar? What, the one that Neil had?
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, the big cigar. Well, yeah. And matter of fact, Neil is going to be coming back down here to the end of the world. I'm walking out the front door. You know, that's what's cool. When you're recording the show like this, I can literally go anywhere and kind of give you a glimpse of what it's like to be out on the island during the holidays, let alone any time during the year, and Bimini is just a unique place like that. But just right up the street, Neil Watson and his buddy are coming on down to join us, and we're going to meet at the end of the world for a cocktail. That's just kind of what you do. You bounce around from bar to bar. We might go up the road to another place here later. What do you think, Walt?
It's a hard life we lead here.
Well, we're on a it's kind of like a walkabout, or I don't know, a crawl. Is this kind of our version of a conch crawl?
It would be our version. It's like the Bahamian crawl as opposed to the Duval crawl, which you've done many times down in Key West.
Right. All right, more coming up from Bimini. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
All right, so we've moved back over to the Bimini Sands. I'm with my buddy Neil Watson now, and we just had some breakfast. We fast-forwarded again, you know, because after we had a cocktail there at the bar in the last segment, you know, I had to put the recorder away. You hear what I'm saying, Neil?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because we were having breakfast, and we were talking about that incredible fireworks display. And who did we run into? The man that does it.
That's right. How are you? What's your name?
Steve Showalter.
Steve Showalter. Rainbow Fireworks, right?
Yes, sir.
And you've been doing this for the Bimini Sands for how many years now?
Oh, 6 or 7 years now, I think.
This is an impressive display. I've seen a lot of fireworks displays back in the U.S., and you guys have a tendency to put these folks to shame. How did that come to be there?
Well, we go to China every year to pick up what's newest, best, and unique. And we always keep this show in mind as we're buying to buy particular shells for here.
Yeah. So what are you looking at that sets it aside that makes it perfect for Bimini?
Well, we're the one of the big things in buying fireworks is the quality of the fireworks, and you're looking for the crisp color, the vibrant color that where they put enough chemicals in to get that color. Then we also look for the water shells so we can shoot on the water, that float on the water, that do a fountain effect and spin while they're on the water. That's something that's unique to here.
Exactly. I've never seen that in any other fireworks display that I've witnessed, but they do that here in Bimini, and you've been doing that for a few years, I guess,
yes,
right?
Sir. That's kind of a trademark for this particular show is to do that and then put something around that to change it each year.
Now, who gets to light the fuse on these things? Is there any chance I could get in on that section next year? Because that seems like it would be the best gig in the world.
Absolutely. I'll be more than happy to let you set off a few shells next year.
Now, he seemed a little too anxious for me to do that. Now I'm starting to think that's a risky gig. Is there any risk involved in that? What?
Absolutely. It's explosives, and it's going to blow up. So once in a while, it could go wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would assume that alcohol and setting off fireworks probably doesn't work.
It's worse than driving.
All right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. It's an amazing fireworks display. Is there a website, fireworks or rainbowfireworks.com?
Rainbowfireworksdisplay.com.
Rainbowfireworksdisplay.com. All right. Check them out, and then we'll see you again next year, right?
Yes, sir.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't, if it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
Good question. All right, we are back here in Bimini. I'm hanging out with Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. She's had a big time here in Bimini. This is your first time to Bimini, isn't it, other than the liveaboard trip we did?
Yes, it's my first time on the island, and I love it.
Yes, we marked off several things off of Kelly's list that she didn't know were there. Right, Kelly?
Yes, right.
So we did the Bimini ring game. We did that. We talked about the end of the world underwear thing, but they're not doing that anymore, so we'll have to save that for another time. But we did some photos here at the Bimini Sands Resort at their new infinity pool. And out there on the rocks, what do you think of that beach area and that infinity pool they have here?
That was so pretty. I love it. That was one of my favorite places to do a photo shoot.
Yes. You know, the beach is really nice. And to find a nice beach in the Bahamas near a dive mecca like Bimini here is actually, well, it depends on which island you go to, but this is definitely one of the best beaches in Bimini I've ever seen. And it's right here next to the resort here at the Bimini Sands. Once again, BiminiSands.com. Go there and check this stuff out. But we did a little photo shoot at sunset, which was awesome. We loved it. I think we got some great shots. You'll show up at scubaradio.com soon. The no-see-ums liked you as well.
Yeah, I don't like them. That was the worst part of the photo shoot.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, at sunset or sunrise, sometimes, depending on the time of year, you get these little no-see-ums. Yeah, they're all throughout the Caribbean. Just throw a little bug spray on, you're good to go. But, yeah, while we were doing the photo shoot, about halfway in, they attacked. And it was pretty funny. I got some great expressions on Kelly's face. I think it actually lent to the photo shoot. It made you more expressive.
Probably, yeah. I don't. Those ones going to be a delete.
Yes. No, they are not going to be a delete. Now, Keith is with us. He's my pilot instructor from our Just Plane Radio show. He was nice enough to help us out to get us over here. And I was co-pilot. And first of all, Keith, how did I perform?
Can you call it a performance?
Fake it till you make it. So what do you think, Kelly? Did I do well in at least that regard? Did I look official as a co-pilot?
Not really. Not
okay,
yet.
All right. That's enough from you. But we at least got her here, and whether we get her back, it'll depend on how she answers those questions. Right, Keith?
Absolutely. And we'll see how you do on the way back. We're going to have a little bit of weather on the way back from Fort Lauderdale to Orlando. So we're going to let you try and fly in the clouds today and see how well you do.
All right, now how do you feel?
That's a good idea for today.
See, we did that change because of the way you answered. If you would have said he did a stellar job on the way over here, Keith wouldn't feel obligated to test me like evidently he feels he needs to do now.
I just don't like to lie.
Oh, jeez. Now, someone's telling a tall tale right there. But, hey, you know, maybe she's part fisherman. Who knows? The Bimini's bringing out the fisherman and Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. All right, let's talk about a couple other things. Obviously, we're going to cover the flight elements of coming over and to Bimini into the Bahamas and back on Just Plane Radio this week. So if you were interested in that, make sure you tune in and check out our other show, Just Plane Radio. However, Captain Keith from Just Plane Radio helped us get over here for the dive show and the fireworks and partake, but he doesn't dive. And we've been talking about getting him certified to scuba dive. Now, you've known me for a while, and you know I've offered to certify you. We have this issue where Keith has to learn how to swim But if he gets over that hurdle, Kelly, because you had to do the same thing, it is well worth the effort, right?
Yes, I recommend the kids. And you can do it, I'm 100% sure.
100% sure. You're not lying this time?
No, no.
Because you can't lie.
No.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. So there you go, Keith. What do you think? From what you've seen this weekend, as far as the resort here at the Bimini Sands and Bimini, the water, does that make you a little bit more inclined to want to jump in the water and get certified and do a little diving in 2013?
Well, if I can learn how to swim, then yes. Because, you know, I was here last year with you as well.
That's right.
And went out on the dive boat with you. And, of course, that one, that 60-foot glass bottom boat, so I got to watch you guys through the glass bottom diving with the sharks and everything. So, yeah.
So that kept them out of the water for a year, the sharks. We didn't do that this time. So, but you've actually been a little bit more enthusiastic about the idea. He actually mentioned it to me yesterday. Or maybe it was just like a New Year's resolution thing you came up with while we're here.
No, actually, I have another friend of mine who lives in Orlando who actually asked me about this about a month ago, that she wants to learn how to dive and wanted me to do it with her. So, you know, put the two things together, I think we can make something work.
Yeah, you found a buddy. Yes, so and that really makes a big difference, doesn't it, Kelly?
Yes.
You have someone to learn with and go through this whole life-changing thing as becoming a scuba diver, right?
Yeah, and you need a nice buddy because my dive buddy here almost killed me before. Tried to feed me to a shark.
No, I did not try to feed you to the shark. I was just using you as a human shield. It's a totally different thing. I wasn't feeding. I was just using you as defense.
Yeah, but they almost ate me.
All right, Kelly, you're not helping me get Captain Keith certified to dive here. You need to focus on the...
I have like a good dive buddy, so he'll be fine.
Okay, what do you think? Will your dive buddy make a good human shield, Keith?
I think she would.
Oh, there you go. See? All right. So he's learning. He's picking up these little tidbits, which is good. Now, what do you think about this water, though, off the coast of Bimini? You see how blue, flat, calm, and clear the water is. Does that make it more enticing for you to want to jump in there and check out those things underwater or what?
Oh, absolutely. Since you can, it doesn't matter how deep the water is here, you can see the bottom. And
that makes you feel safer, doesn't it?
It does. You just don't know how far down the bottom is.
Well, this is true. but that's okay. They have a lot of nice sights here in Bimini. And one of the nice things about coming to this place, not only is it so close to the U.S. and you're in another country, the water here in Bimini is consistently more clear than even in Florida. Maybe it's just because it's more isolated. It's really what it is the Gulf Stream comes right through here and clears out the water constantly. So they have a nice fresh flow of clear blue water flowing through this section of the islands. And it just makes for excellent diving conditions. So when the winds are down like they are today here, you jump in the water and it's like diving in air. And as a pilot, you could appreciate that, I guess. That'd make you feel more like at home, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I love flying over to the islands and have done it many, many times. And, you know, you just sit there, obviously flying a few thousand feet above the water, but you're constantly looking down at the water and seeing all the different shades as the depth gets deeper and shallower.
Yeah. Well, you know, the clear water is kind of like, if I want to make that connection between becoming a private pilot and scuba diving, it's like VFR diving. And that makes you feel more comfortable. And just like flying, you know, when you're diving, you want to be comfortable and not panic. And when you can't see things, like flying into the clouds where you need a little bit more technical training as a pilot, it's the same thing for diving. But we can do that in lesser visits. It's just all about the training. You hear what I'm saying? So if you can fly, you can dive. Just not at the same time.
Well, I guess we'll have to ask Kelly if I know how to fly.
Oh, I trust you 100%. He's the best pilot ever.
Well, that's good. At least he trusts you 100%, which means she doesn't have to trust me at all. Zero. You know, as long as you cover the entire 100%, I don't have to fill in at all. That's a pretty, you know, I love having less responsibility like that as a pilot. You understand what I'm saying there, Keith?
Well, I paid her to say that.
So. Yes.
No, I don't lie. Remember?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course not, if she's paid.
Well, exactly. Right. Good point. You bring up a good point. All right. So here in Bimini, we got to talk about what we did on New Year's Eve night, because we've kind of skipped over a few steps on our little recording. Well, I didn't want to pull out the recorder while we had been drinking, because it never ends well. You hear what I'm saying, Kelly?
Yes, I remember. I mean, yeah. I don't remember.
You don't remember. But after, a 24-hour period passes, the memories come back in waves, like flashbacks, being at war. So what do you remember from New Year's Eve here at the Bimini Sands or at the Beach Club where we watched the fireworks?
Yeah, the firework was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't remember dropping the red wine in your white pants. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't dropping. It was more of a throwing, wasn't it, Keith?
It was certainly a pour, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you got a little crazy there, but what are you going to do? It happens. It's New Year's Eve, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. It was amazing. I had a blast.
Yeah, did you like the Junkanoo? See, we had a live Junkanoo band right there.
Two of them dancing.
I was surprised. They had a full Junkanoo band for us right here at the resort at the Beach Club, and they were really, really good and really, really loud.
Yeah,
isn't it
fun?
Bahamian rock concert.
I had to go outside because it was so loud inside. My ears couldn't take it. I had to go back outside, and you could still hear it perfectly well outside.
Yeah, but it's a good thing. Trust me. It's one of those things you need to mark off the list on your trip to the Bahamas or to Bimini. All right, more reflections on our New Year's Eve celebration at the Bimini Sands in the Bahamas next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
The food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single-cell amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. He's my real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He just drinks my fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio wave.
very sexy.
If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. That's not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top on
whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go,
let's go while we're young.
The first thing that I do is Scuba Radio.
So weak.
That's right. Oh, man, Greg, you hurling again, buddy.
But it's not from motion sickness, but it could be a little leftover hangover there from New Year's Eve. Greg the Dive Master, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model, the Dive God, Neil Watson. We're at the Bimini Airport getting ready to take off from our adventure here at the Bimini Sands. We have had an amazing time thanks to the Dive God once again.
Greg, I think we pegged the fun meter, man.
We did.
I didn't know you'd have this much fun with your clothes on.
Yes, well, and so most of the time we did, but there could have been some, blackout times during New Year's Eve there over the beach. Kelly doesn't remember everything that happened New Year's Eve.
Okay, well,
but there's
should
pictures.
We tell her? Should we tell her?
We got pictures. We'll refresh her memory later, right, Kelly?
Yes.
It was all good.
I think so. I don't know.
She's still smiling. That's all that matters.
That's true, yeah.
So what was your highlight, you think? What was your favorite thing that we did here in Bimini this weekend? The fireworks?
The dinner followed by the fireworks.
We didn't even really talk about the spread other than saying how amazing it was. But that was some awesome food.
You could not find a better meal in any gourmet restaurant in the States. What a spread. What a spread.
And that's really something to probably mention here, because you go to a lot of islands, and even to get a turkey sandwich, other than conch burgers and things like that, which you can kind of get the local fish sandwich thing, but I had a turkey sandwich that was to die for. I mean, it put everybody back in the States to shame, and to get nice food here in an out island experience like this and setting is really something to consider when you want to plan a visit to the Bahamas.
You know what the highlight of the restaurant is? Sushi.
Yes.
You do not think in an out island of getting good sushi, and it was to die for.
That's right. Yeah, it's a rarity. Even though they have fish surrounding the islands, they have to fly this stuff in to get the real sushi grade type stuff. Or some of that, the tuna, I don't know. Do they get that offshore here or what?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to ask.
It doesn't really matter. But, they don't usually have sushi chefs available to bring it in. They don't fly it in. They do fly it in. Yeah, Hilsa, she's a restaurateur. She knows her food.
Well, my buddy Craig, he was going to smuggle some of the fried chicken back from the restaurant at the hotel.
Is that what you liked, Craig? Was it the fried chicken that that did it for you?
There was nothing better than the PFC from the Petite restaurant right there at Bimini Sands.
It's a PFC.
They call it PFC. I think it was supposed to be Petite Fried Chicken, but the chef's name is Prince, so PFC stands for Prince Fried Chicken. If you come to Bimini Sands and that's up on the special board, just put away the menu, grab the PFC, and you will be absolutely delighted.
Grab it. Yes. Kelly liked the French toast this morning, didn't you?
Oh, it was delicious.
Bimini bread. What do you think of this Bimini bread they serve up here?
I love it. It's delicious. Amazing.
Yes. Okay. So we could go on for days about the food here in Bimini, but we're a dive show, and we got to talk about some of the water attractions they have here, just off the just outside your room here at the Bimini Sands. What do you think there, Neil?
Absolutely. Well, like I've said before, Bimini is my favorite spot in the Bahamas, and we're 48 miles from South Florida. And the resort, the new dive operation that we're putting in, Bimini Scuba Center, is at the Bimini Beach Club, which is right on the point of South Bimini. You're 10 minutes from the Sapona, one of the most popular wrecks in the Caribbean, minutes from the shark dive. The best diving, of course, is the Victory Reef, Tuna Alley down south, and we're about half the running time that I was from the north side. So we're really
less boat
excited.
Time, more bottom time.
Absolutely.
That's diving lingo, Kelly. She looked down. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
But, you know, we're getting ready to fly out of here. Captain Keith, he's ready to get certified 2013. That's his plan. He's back in customs right now, having his cavity search as we get ready to take off in our little plane back to the States. But we got to bring him over here, I think, and maybe do his checkout dives here or get him certified back there in No-Town and fly back over here to the Bimini Sands and do some diving. What do you think?
Well, my concern is he went back in for another cavity search. What's this?
Well, it's better in the Bahamas.
Okay, there you go.
In
all
more
right.
ways than not. I don't know. I mean, you know. But Kelly, you're next. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, she's all about it. But, yeah, what do you think? We bring him back here and do some diving, Neil?
Absolutely. Hey, listen, Frank Cooney Jr., the owner of the property, he's my age, never been diving, snorkeled, and he said, Neil, if you'll do it for me or teach me, I'll try it. So that's going to be my challenge for 2013.
Yeah.
Both junior and senior, Frank Senior and Frank Junior. I'm going to get them diving.
Nice. Well, and then Captain Keith from our Just Plain Radio show. Kelly needs to do a refresher. You'd come back for that, right, Kelly?
Oh, yes, definitely. I can't wait to come back.
There you go. And you can do this, too. Just go to BiminiSands.com, book a package with Neil Watson, Undersea Adventures, the new dive resort, opening up later this month. So, obviously, we'll be back for that grand opening celebration. This was kind of like the announcement, the kickoff, right, Neil?
Absolutely, yeah. This was a trial run. When we come back, we're going to be underwater most of the time.
And of course, you can go to neilwatson.com as well. All right, that'll do it from the Bahamas. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, Kelly?
Where is weather?
No, down.
Down where is weather.
Yes, okay, that'll do it. Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.